Why, then, do some members of academia, government, and the media cling so stubbornly to the tales of disaster when all physical observations suggest persistence of natural cycles of climate variability? The scientific facet has been masterfully elucidated by Patrick J. Michaels in his book, Meltdown, in conjunction with the analysis of scientific attitude presented by Thomas Kuhn in his 1962 work, The Structure of Scientific Revolutions. As these scientists point out, science has always operated on a paradigm consensus basis within a rigid framework of resistance to change. Kuhn states, quote, "The transition of allegiance from paradigm to paradigm is a conversion experience that cannot be forced. Lifelong resistance, particularly from those whose productive careers have committed them to an older tradition, is an index to the nature of scientific research itself." End quote. As an example of this is the paper published by Savante Arrhenius in 1895. He postulated that human emissions of CO2 might cause upward forcing of global temperatures. He was ignored due to resistance by the then current ruling paradigm. The modern paradigm of human-induced disaster has likewise become entrenched in scientific thinking in the same way that the flat earth was once accepted as proven fact. The system of gaining credentials, publication, peer review, and academic tenure ensures the continuation of the paradigm, whether that paradigm is accurate or not. As Kuhn also notes, quote, "Individual scientists embrace a new paradigm for all sorts of reasons, and usually for several at once. Some of those reasons, for example the sun worship that helped make Kepler a Copernican, lie outside the sphere of science entirely." End quote. This postulate is well exemplified in the remarks by Stephen Schneider about relativism and truth about climate science reporting that we examined earlier. Science does not always drive the conclusions of scientists.